It's been called one of the most important criminal cases in American history. Here in Washington, D.C., the Justice Department's election conspiracy trial against former President Donald Trump will unfold at a courthouse steps away from the U.S. Capitol. Federal Judge Tanya Chutkan will oversee the case. NPR Justice correspondent Kerry Johnson has this profile.
The 62-year-old judge made her name at the Public Defender Service. That's an elite corps of defense attorneys fighting for low-income people accused of crimes. Retired trial lawyer Michelle Roberts got her start there, too.
It was as competitive to get a position at PDS as it was to get a position at a major law firm. People who were committed to doing that work were all eager to work at PDS.
Back in the 1990s, Tanya Chutkan established herself as a force in the courtroom. She pressed the Justice Department to meet its burden of proof for homicide and sexual assault cases. Again, Michelle Roberts.
As far as a trial lawyer, you know, one of the best that's come out of the agency, for sure.
Chutkan knows her way around a courtroom. She handled more than 40 trials as an attorney. President Obama nominated her to serve as a federal judge in 2013. The following year, she won confirmation in a 95-0 vote by the Senate. On the bench, she's handled cases involving an unregistered Russian agent living in the U.S., efforts to challenge the lethal injection protocol for people on federal death row, and rioters who breached the Capitol grounds on January 6, 2021. Chutkan's known for crafting some tough punishments in those cases. Bob Driscoll's a defense attorney in Washington, D.C.
She was definitely high. She's definitely on the high end of the range of those people. She's, in fact, I think still might be the only, and if not the only, she's one of the only judges that has several times gone above the recommendation made by the government.
Former President Donald Trump now faces four felony charges for trying to overturn the last election and helping create an environment that led to violence on January 6th. That case landed on Chutkan's docket by random assignment earlier this month. Former D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine remembers his first reaction.
So as a friend and someone who I, you know, really look up to, I immediately worried.
Racine met the judge 34 years ago when she was his summer mentor at a law firm and he was still a law student.
My second reaction was that there could not have been a better judge for this matter because Judge Chutkan is an indefatigable worker and she is as fair a person as I've met.
Another friend, Natalie Ludaway, first met Chutkan at their high school, an elite all-girls institution in Kingston, Jamaica, where Chutkan was born. They reconnected decades later as attorneys in Washington, over good books and better food, like a curried shrimp dish Ludaway still wants to know how to prepare.
When you take the robe off and the lights aren't glaring at her, you know, she has many friends and she's a good friend. And it's because she's funny. She's very, very quick-witted. She has a big laugh and loves a good joke.
Ludaway says the judge has a firm sense of herself and she's not going to be bullied. Chutkan has already warned the former president that his First Amendment rights must yield to restrictions that bar him from threatening potential witnesses. But crafting a punishment for Trump, who's running for office again, will be tough. Defense lawyer Bob Driscoll.
I think that is going to be the ultimate challenge for Judge Chutkan, as we all understand, I mean, most of us in normal cases, the judge has all the control. And for 99.9% of us, an admonition from the court is just kind of followed per se. I think in this case, there's going to be a key question for her is going to be the or what.
Since Trump began making disparaging social media posts about the judge, a Texas woman has been charged with threatening Chutkan. Security officials are on heightened alert, but Ludaway says her friend is going about her business.
I mean, Tanya can run 6.5 miles like it's nothing.
And she's making time for priorities like books and exercise.
I hope that the marshals who are with her are in tip-top shape because I know she's still running.
The judge will make her first big decision in the Trump case on Monday when she says she'll set a trial date. Prosecutors say they're ready this January 2024. Trump wants to wait until 2026. Six lawyers interviewed for this story said they're confident the trial will happen next year before the presidential election. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.